Good afternoon. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England, producing a ton of sunshine and temperatures warming nicely today. Above seasonal averages with low humidity, readings will be back into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear skies and comfortably cool temperatures again tonight, and once again we'll see areas of fog developing as temperatures drop back into the lower 50s. More dry weather for tomorrow. A change, though, in that some high to mid-level clouds will stream in from the south, just the outermost reaches of what's left of Irma. The humidity will come up a bit as well as some of that tropical air pushes our way. Temperatures will top out around 80 degrees once again. Eventually, as the remnants of Irma pull closer to us, we'll start to see more clouds on Thursday and Friday, and even the chance of a few scattered showers or possibly even a thunderstorm around. As the humidity continues to climb, high temperatures will be in the upper 70s. That energy from what's left of Irma will shear out to our south and east in time for the weekend. That'll leave us with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather for both Saturday and Sunday and even into Monday, with high temperatures all 3 days near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Irma has become a post-tropical cyclone and will slowly wind down through tomorrow. The associated region of low pressure will move into southern Illinois by tomorrow evening. The system will produce rain over parts of the southern Ohio Valley and Tennessee and lower Mississippi valleys to parts of the Mid-Atlantic. In addition, embedded thunderstorms will develop over parts of the southern Mid-Atlantic region, some of which could be on the stronger side. Temperatures where steadier rain falls will be about 10 to 20 degrees below normal. And the National Hurricane Center is now issuing advisories on Hurricane Jose, located about 435 miles north-northeast of Grand Turk Island. Jose is moving toward the east near 6 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the southeast is expected tonight, followed by a turn toward the southwest by tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional weakening is possible during the next day or so, and Jose could weaken to a tropical storm later today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high 94 set in 1947, and the record low 36 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:10 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear skies tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear skies tonight with areas of fog developing back into the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear skies tonight with areas of fog developing in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 80 degrees. Clear tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs right around 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine mixing in with clouds during the day, a bit more humidity, lower 80s. Partly sunny on Thursday and Friday with increased humidity, a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs all 3 days right around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.